de Broadway a Gran Vía. Bienvenidos todos a este espacio de Radio Sefarad en el que presentamos y escuchamos algunos de los musicales y películas musicales más importantes en la historia de Broadway y del mundo entero. Hoy os presentamos Oklahoma, el primer musical escrito por los autores judío-americanos Richard Rodgers y Oscar Hammerstein II. Una asociación creativa que nos ofreció títulos inolvidables como The Sound of Music, llamado en español Sonrisas y Lágrimas, o El Rey y Yo. El estreno en Broadway fue en 1943, y allí estuvo durante nada menos que 2.212 representaciones. Oklahoma ganó un premio Pulitzer y está basada en la obra de teatro titulada Green Grove de Lenox, escrita por Lynn Riggs en 1931. Claremore, Oklahoma. El cowboy Curly McLean está enamorado de la granjera Laurie Williams. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is a winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a A pesar de que ambos se quieren, no se atreven a mostrar su amor por orgullo y por miedo a la opinión de la gente del pueblo. Este romance se produce en medio de una serie de disputas entre los granjeros y terratenientes de Claremore. En medio de estas tierras lejanas del oeste americano, Carly y Laurie coquetean entre sí. When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. Behind a team of snow-white horses in the sleekest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop.
wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Would you say the fringe was made of silk?
I wouldn't have no other kind but silk.
Has it really got a team of snow-white horses?
One's like snow, the other's more like milk.
So you can tell them apart.
All the world will fly in a flurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. When we hit that road hell for leather, cats and dogs will dance in the heather, birds and frogs will sing all together, and the toads will hop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along, the cows will moo in the clover, the river will ripple out a whispered song and whisper it over and over. Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever and it never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top?
You'd sure feel like a queen setting up in that carriage.
Only she talked so mean to me a while back, Aunt Ella, I have a good mind not to take her.
Ain't said I was going.
Ain't asked you.
Where'd you get such a rig at?
I bet he's went and hired a rig over to Claremore, thinking I'd go with him.
That's all you know about it.
Spent all his money hiring a rig. Now he ain't got nobody to ride in it.
Have two. Did not hire. Made the whole thing up out of my head.
What? Made it up?
Dashboard and all.
Get off of the place, you. Aunt Eller, make him get himself out of here. Telling me lies.
Or making up a few purties. Ain't again no law that I know of. Don't you wish there was such a rig, though? Then you could go to the play party and do a hoedown till morning if you was a minder. And then when you was all wore out, I'd lift you onto the Surrey and jump up alongside of you. And we just pint the horses home. I can just picture the whole thing.
I can see the stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the Surrey. Riding slowly home in the Surrey with the fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head near my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls. Ka-plop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill, the moon is taking a header. And just as I'm thinking all the earth is still, a lark'll wake up in the meadow. Hush, you bird, my baby's a-sleepin'. Maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creepin' at a slow clip. Clop, don't you hurry with the Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Entonces entra en escena el siniestro Jude Fry, quien, al igual que Carly, tiene puestos los ojos sobre Lori. Jude la invita a una especie de fiesta social para granjeros en la que las chicas van a preparar comida y también unos bailes. Lori acepta para poner celoso a Corley. Al descubrirlo, Corley trata de convencerla para no ir a la fiesta con Judd, sino con él, pero ella, asustada, tiene miedo de la reacción del siniestro Jude Fry y se excusa diciendo a Corley que si van juntos, la gente va a decir que están enamorados.
Why do they think of stories that link my name with you?
Why do the neighbors chatter all day behind their doors?
I know a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you.
Lori está confusa. En ella se entremezclan sus sentimientos por Corley con el miedo que proyecta Jude Fry. Mientras medita, se queda dormida y comienza a soñar. Al principio es un bonito sueño de su boda con Carly, pero pronto se convierte en una pesadilla en la que Jude Fry sustituye a Carly y ella no puede escapar. Al despertar, acompaña a Jude Fry a la fiesta de mala gana. En la fiesta comienza la apuesta por la cesta de comida preparada por Laurie. La apuesta realmente se convierte en una disputa por la propia chica, en la que Carly apuesta todas sus pertenencias. Finalmente, Jude expresa a Laurie sus sentimientos hacia ella, pero al ver que no le son correspondidos, la amenaza. Tras una seria disputa entre ambos, Laurie grita y llora y Carly corre a rescatarla. Entonces le propone matrimonio. Tres semanas después, Jude Fry, borracho perdido, reaparece en la boda y ataca a Carly con un cuchillo. Tras un enfrentamiento, Jude se clava su propio cuchillo por error. Después de un juicio contra Carly, es declarado no culpable y todo el pueblo celebra con alegría el amor de la pareja.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state.
Gonna treat you great.
Gonna
carrots and potatoes.
Pasture for the cattle.
Spinach and tomatoes.
Flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom.
Plenty of air and plenty of room.
Plenty of room to swing a rope.
Plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Every night we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.